Welcome to Rapidly Rotating Records, an hour of toe-tapping music from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s with yours truly, Glenn Robison. We've got dance bands, hot bands, sweet bands, show tunes, novelty tunes, blues, jazz, and more on everything from Aeolian to Xenophone and by everyone from Aronson to Zerke. On this evening's show, we're going to do some strolling, fulfill a request, hear from some Rosemaries, go down the Sunset Trail, and be ashamed. What? More about that later, but right now, last week I played Dearest Adorable by Adrian Schubert with the Strollers Quartet. So this week I thought we'd start off the show by doing some strolling, beginning with Nathan Glantz and his orchestra.
Thank you. night at twilight, I'm lonely. I'm sad when I wake at dawn. There's just one thing I want only. Now that I need you, you're gone. On a night like this is, I said I'd be true. Strolling in the moonlight with you. You told me with kisses that you love me too. Strolling in the moonlight with you. Our romance started there and ended there. Just seems it wasn't to be. Though I smile still all the while I'm blue. Memories remain dear of a love I knew. Strolling in the moonlight with you.
Thank you.
We began our little musical stroll with Nathan Glance and his orchestra with an unidentified vocalist from July 9th, 1928, and Strolling in the Moonlight with You. Dream River, another side from that same session, lists Morton Fry as the vocalist, but I don't have that record to be able to listen to them side by side to hear if it's the same vocalist on each. Anyway, after Strolling in the Moonlight with You, we went Strolling in the Sunshine with Billy James and his orchestra from around August 9th, 1927. After that, it was Charles Cayley, who was Strolling in the Moonlight on March 30th, 1928. Strolling in the Moonlight was written by Charles Cayley, Will Waldron, and Marty Bloom. We finished up with the Clico Club Eskimos and Hallelujah from Hit the Deck. Vincent Humans composed the music, and Leo Robin and Clifford Gray wrote the lyric. The Clico Club Eskimos was a banjo orchestra under the direction of Harry Reaser. The band was very popular as a result of its nationwide weekly half-hour radio broadcasts, which were sponsored by Clico Club, a popular brand of ginger ale. Clico is spelled C-L-I-C-Q-U-O-T and pronounced Clico, and was the fictional name of the Eskimo boy that was pictured on the bottle and in the company's advertising. The Clico Club radio program was on the air from 1925 to 35, and the band members wore Eskimo suits when playing live and before a studio audience. And believe me, it ain't easy to play a banjo when you're wearing mittens. So what does Hallelujah have to do with strolling? Well, the vocal on that January 15, 1930 recording on the Banner label was by the Strollers Quartet. I'm Glenn Robison, and you're listening to Rapidly Rotating Records, bringing you vintage music to which you can't not tap your toes from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s. Last week I played Come Out, Come Out, Wherever You Are by Rose Marie in celebration of her 86th birthday. Well, here's a set of rapidly rotating records about some other Rose Maries, beginning with the Benson Orchestra of Chicago. Thank you.
good old shepherd of my dreams. You're the star of all my schemes, though you're just Nihai. Goodness, how my troubles fly because of you. Every time you make a sound, every time you gain a pound, how my heart just beats. Little shepherd of my dreams, you thrill me through. Each day I go on wishing, may your life be free of tears. May Father Time go fishing for at least 100 years. While I'm talking, goodness me, you're as sleepy as can be, but it's quite all right. Here's your mommy's kiss, good night, little shepherd of my dreams. Prayers have all been said, and you're snuggled up in bed. Close your eyes up tight, kiss your mommy nighty night, good night, little shepherd of mine.
from an Edison Diamond disc, waxed September 20th, 1924. That was the Broadway Dance Orchestra and Rose Marie. That's the title song from the operetta-style musical of the same name, with music by Rudolf Frimmel and Herbert Stothert, and the book and lyrics by Otto Harbach and Oscar Hammerstein II. It takes place in the Canadian Rockies and is the story of French-Canadian girl Rose Marie Laflemme, who is in love with Jim Kenyon, a miner. That's M-I-N-E-R, not M-I-N-O-R. Rosemarie opened at Broadway's Imperial Theater on September 2, 1924, and at 557 performances was the longest-running Broadway musical of the 20s until surpassed by Showboat in 1927. Rosemarie was a very popular song and was also recorded on Edison by the Green Brothers, Nathan Glantz, and Walter Scanlon. The other well-known song from the show is Indian Love Call, which became Jeanette MacDonald and Nelson Eddy's signature song. We began that Rosemarie set with the Benson Orchestra of Chicago and My Rosemarie, written by Buddy DeSilva, Ray Henderson, and Robert King. That was recorded September 8, 1924. In between, we heard Guy Lombardo and his Royal Canadians and Little Shepherd of My Dreams, composed by Carmen Lombardo with the lyric by Stanley Adams. So what does Little Shepherd of My Dreams have to do with Rosemarie? Well, the vocalist on that 1939 recording, which was rejected by Decca, was Rosemarie Lombardo, Guy's sister, who started appearing with the band in 1941. This past week, while I was looking through lists of song titles, I happened across Ain't You Ashamed by the Arcadia Peacock Orchestra of St. Louis. Well, as a matter of fact, I ain't ashamed to bring you a set of rapidly rotating records about being ashamed, beginning with that very disc. Thank you.
town. I'll be here waiting for you when you turn around and round. But you ought to be ashamed, shame, ashamed, shame of how you treat me.
Dan Russo and Ted Fiorito's Oriole Orchestra, and I'm So Ashamed. Chester Cohn wrote the music, and the Ned Miller lyric was sung on March 27, 1925 by Mark Fisher. Before that, we heard So Ashamed, performed there by Harold Van Emberg and his orchestra from a Crown 78 made around July or August of 1932. Before that, it was Bessie Smith and You Oughta Be Ashamed, written by Porter Granger and recorded by the Empress of the Blues on August 24, 1928. We started off with the Arcadia Peacock Orchestra of St. Louis around January 24, 1924, and Ain't You Ashamed, written by Seymour Simons. The Arcadia Peacock Orchestra was a White Territory band led by violinist Jack Ford. The trumpeter was Bob Pope, who, after leaving the Peacocks, joined the Coon Sanders Orchestra in 1925 and stayed with them until 1932. In 1936, he made 23 sides under his own name in Charlotte, North Carolina, for Bluebird. I'm Glenn Robison, and the show is Rapidly Rotating Records. We're here each and every Sunday evening at 6 on KISL FM 88.7 Avalon in New Zealand on the Wellsford Country Radio Network 105.8 FM and available on demand anytime at all online at rapidlyrotatingrecords.com and shamrockradio.com. Listener Kay sent a nice email a couple of weeks ago asking to hear something from Bernie Cummins and Henry Bussey, and it's far enough away from each of their birthdays that we can just happen to accommodate that request.
Hey, world seemed terribly wrong. How different I feel since you happened along.
Out of the dawn, there came a sunbeam. Out of the dawn, a dream came true. Wandering on, I find that sunbeam. Lingering on, the long day through.
Please tell me who'd ever think my skies would ever be blue. Who'd ever think I'd need somebody like you.
But out of the dawn, there came a sunbeam, and a beautiful dream came true.
Doing to me. Oh, you don't know what you're saying when you say that you were playing, or you would be saying you were playing with me. You never treat me right every night I'm alone. You don't even phone. No wonder I'm sighing, crying. You're driving me to ruin, 'cause you don't know what you're doing, or you would be doing what you're doing to me.
Thank you. Could you see my point of view, my philosophy? For instance, if I told you I adore you, that I'd die for you, would it bore you? For instance, if I held your hand, kissed your lips so sweet, would you think that I was grand or most indiscreet? For instance, if I hinted that you suit me to a T, could you, for instance, fall in love with me?
Request of listener K. Henry Bussey and his orchestra, August 9th, 1929, and Beautiful, with the vocal by Ralph Berry. Before Beautiful, we heard Bernie Cummins and his orchestra with Brother Walter providing the vocal on For Instance, recorded July 24, 1930. For Instance was preceded by Henry Bussey once again a couple of years later on April 14, 1931, this time with a vocal by Knox Pugh and an unidentified chorus on You Don't Know What You're Doing. We began with Bernie Cummins once again and Out of the Dawn from July 20, 1928. The vocal trio there consisted of Bernie and Walter and Paul Roberts. At last week's Monday Night Salon, listener Will and I were talking about the playlist for last week's show and the subject of the film The Sunset Trail, which had versions in 1917 and 1924, came up. Will also mentioned a song titled Down on the Sunset Trail. Unfortunately, if it was even recorded at all, I don't have that record. But for Will and the rest of the Cactus County Cowboys, who have no doubt spent considerable time out on the Sunset Trail, here are some other rapidly rotating records about the Sunset Trail, beginning with Billy Cotton and his band.
Thank you. I realize that I'm a lucky one. I'm homeward bound to watch the setting sun beside the sunset trail. Friendly flowers seem to say, good evening, wasn't it a perfect day? I nod my head and slowly wend my way beside the sunset trail. First I hear a nightingale, then I hear a whippoorwill. Someone cries, my daddy's home, as I come around the hill, just to prove how much I care for all the happiness that waits me there. I offer up a little silent prayer beside the sunset trail.
As I ride through the pine wood trees, when there's moonlight on the sunset trail, cares fade away. It's the end of a perfect day, moonlight on the sunset trail. Campfires blend with moonbeams while I round up my dreams. My life would be sweet if someday love and I would meet when there's moonlight on the sunset trail. Thank you.
began our little ride down the Sunset Trail with Billy Cotton and his band on January 4th, 1936, and the Sunset Trail with the vocal by Alan Breeze. The Sunset Trail was written by Jimmy Kennedy and Michael Carr. Next, we heard from Isham Jones and his orchestra and Beside the Sunset Trail from September 13th, 1932. The vocalist there was Ralph Kerberry. Beside the Sunset Trail was written by George Whiting, Al Goodhart, Jack Mason, and R.H. Noltner. We finished up with Moonlight on the Sunset Trail. That was Russ Morgan and his orchestra, with Russ Morgan himself providing the vocal. That was recorded by Brunswick on January 7, 1938. I'm Glenn Robison, and you've been listening to Rapidly Rotating Records. I hope you'll tune in or click in again next week, and as always, I thank you for your very kind attention.